that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Well, good morning. It has rolled around again. Get the buttons pushed here. We welcome you to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this Saturday. Kyle tells me it's September 6th.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is, huh?
Well, unless September 6th. AT&T phone's lying to me.
September 6th. No, that's what the calendar shows, September 6th, 2014. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And I think we got Jason online. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And John's kind of fighting a head cold and a sore throat, so he's going to sleep in and try to get a little rest and recovered this morning. And so we'll open the phone lines up a little bit early this morning. If you have some comments, plenty going on in the land, from monsoons in the Philippines killing people to wildfires out west. Imagine that. Kind of happens in the summertime, doesn't it? But we got our Bibles, we got our coffee, and we're going to talk about some of those things. We're going to open up with a word in prayer, and then we'll open up the phone lines. How about that? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of life you've given us, Lord. The sun is shining outside, and Lord, the rains came yesterday, the grass is growing, Lord, and we're here, and Lord, we know you are still on your throne, and will always be, and we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that blessed assurance that we have, that you are in control. Lord, help us to continue to love you and to obey your word, Lord, to overcome self and have thy will be done, O Lord. That's how we show that we love you. And we know that if we can do that, Lord, that your word says you do work all things for good. All things. And we thank you for that, Lord. Father, guide and direct our thoughts this morning. We ask for your blessings on this broadcast, that it would be a good broadcast, Lord, that it would edify your people, Lord, that it would give them a little battery recharge, that, Lord, it would be a sweet time of fellowship, talking about biblical things, Lord. Encouraging one another to love and good deeds. Again, Lord, we ask your blessings. Let your Holy Spirit presence be here, Father. Just let it be a time of refreshing, Lord, and a time of blessing to you and your remnant, to all of us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, with that, good morning. Certainly a beautiful morning here. The sun is shining. I could barely see to get down the driveway this morning. My driveway runs east-west, and I'm headed east out of it. Saw Kyle drive by a couple minutes ahead of me and coming down to the ranch, and driving straight into that early morning sun.
Can be tough.
Who can stand it? And that was kind of my prayer as I was doing that. You know, is that that's just, a representation of who can stand before the Lord. But when that sun is bearing down, real low, right off the horizon, hadn't been up more than 10 minutes, it has your full attention. You know, I mean, it does. You have to look away. You can't look right into it. But it was bright. Anyway, it just reminded me. I know there's some scriptures of, you know, who can stand before the Son of Man? Who can stand before Him? And He is that bright light. If the remnant will just turn to it and do what His Word says. Anyway, that just, I think my eyes are still kind of flashing from it.
It's a lot. Lot to be said there, because that gets you into flesh versus the spirit and darkness versus light, and there's so much that's based upon the light. You know, I mean, well, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
The light.
Yeah. And it is bright sometimes, and it's nice to be able though to use that light to guide, direct your steps rather than travel in darkness. And that's where, you know, that's where everybody starts from. You know, I think the Apostle Paul says, you know, you were once alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, you were once in darkness, but now you have been, you know, brought into the light. You know, and there's a lot to do with light, but it sure is beautiful this morning. A lot of fog this morning, only it's only like 10 feet off the ground, 20 feet maybe. You know, I mean, once you get in a clear spot, I mean, you see nothing but blue sky. But there was areas on the way out here about, well, I don't know, probably out of the 15 miles or 20 miles on my way here, it's probably 5 miles of it was fog, and it was pretty thick in spots, you know. So
yeah,
you gotta be careful
it,
of the antelope crossing the road.
I can see it rolling across the hills right now coming in, and have had some pretty extreme weather. Once again, it seems like it just extremes out. More wildfires out west. California and Oregon seem to be, west of the Rockies, seem to be just about as dry as they can be, dry and hot. And we've had one of the wettest seasons on record.
It sure feels like fall this morning.
It does. It does. But things are definitely changing. The end of the season's rolling up. Summer's ending. We have a 91st day coming up on September 17th. That's not very far away. Mark your calendars on that. Today's the 6th, so it's about 10 or 11 days away. And if you're wondering what a 91st day is...
So is it on a Sunday?
No, it's a Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, Wednesday noon to
I guess it would be
Thursday.
11 days from now.
Thursday noon. Or I guess we're still in daylight savings time, though, aren't we?
We are.
So it's 1 o'clock on Wednesday the 17th. And I think about them as a Sabbath between the seasons. You know, God created Adam and his kind to till the earth, to tend the garden. And the seasons direct that work. You know, you have the winter, you have the spring, you have the summer, you have the fall, and different things to do in those seasons. And that's how I've kind of thought of them anyway. And you know, you have a Sabbath between those seasons, and
Yeah, I guess there's some places that, well, you know, even in the United States, there's some areas that don't have the seasons like other areas do. And I think, you know, they kind of miss out. I mean, I know just growing up in Oregon, Eastern Oregon, which is just over the Cascades, within 50 miles of the valley, is they have way more seasons. You know, I mean, when the seasons turn like we feel right here, it's kind of a, I mean, I think it's always a nice thing to change seasons. You're ready for the new season a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just another, you know, thing to look at, that how God created this whole thing, and how it's all held up there by His hand and turning it the way He wants it turned. And I think, you know, being He put the seasons in, to recognize that with the 91st day is just our obligation as believers. Yeah.
I think so. How about you, Jason? Are you ready for fall?
I'm getting there. I guess it is. Ready or not, here it comes.
Amen.
Depends on what it means. If it means 6 feet of snow, then not quite, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Not sure where summer went already. It just seems like time's been going by so fast that, you know, you blink your eyes and it's like, whoa, time for another season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind if it held off at least until we get the hay up.
That'd be really good.
I don't mind the 65s. Just 65 and raining's the bad part. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we were able to do that yesterday. The last couple of days, we've been able to get to work on the hay and, it, you know, bumper crop this year. Everybody here in this Laramie Valley and in many places down in northern Colorado are saying that. Have had lots of rain, lots of good warm temperatures, you know, and that's high 70s, low 80s for here. And the hay has grown, but it's just a matter of working in between the rain. I'm looking out the Radio Ranch window here, and there's just standing water in the drive. We got an absolute flood yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we're driving in, three of us on three different tractors with lightning bolts coming down all around.
Rain all over the place, but that's how it is. Just got a text from Matthew down in Louisiana. Says, bright and sunny down here, about to milk the good old milk cow, coming in clear on 5830, so that's good to hear. Sent a real nice picture of blue skies as well. Looks like nice. That Wyoming blue sky down there almost. But and you know, we are to rejoice, I think. Like you said, Kyle, God made the seasons, and you can't go wrong thanking Him for that. And when we rejoice for the blue skies and the good weather. But, you know, we're also to rejoice that rain. I know I've been thinking about that a good bit this summer. It's hindered our plans. But His plans are always better than ours. And so, you know, if God sends the rain, we need the rain. If God withholds the rain, well, there's a reason for that. We read all through the Bible, there were times that both of those things happened. And, you know, so I think we just have to sometimes step away from our plans and our thoughts and our timing, because we want it now. We're an immediate gratification. We've become that as a people. I don't know that that's necessarily always been in our nature, but it certainly is today in this consumer society. You know, you can get today's Saturday. You can get UPS delivery on Saturday. The post office will bring you something today. FedEx Ground, FedEx Overnight. You know, it used to be, you kind of wrapped up the week on Saturday morning and had the day to work around the house or spend with the family or something along those lines. And you know, it's changed. I think it's a good thing for us to kind of step back, and maybe this 91st day, I think, is a good time to do that. You still got almost 2 weeks to kind of plan for it, think about it. If you're not familiar with it, we'll maybe next week we can get some information up on the website. We try to keep something there on the homepage on the 91st days as they approach, because we constantly thanks to God Almighty and the moving of His Holy Spirit, we're constantly having new people come on the ministry. And listen on shortwave as Matt is down there in Louisiana. And I think we read Wednesday night a person in Germany found us, heard us on the shortwave as he made a comment. They're German, American-German from Alabama, and made the comment that he heard us on shortwave out there in Germany. And so new people are constantly coming to the ministry. New parts of the remnant are having their eyes opened. And so we do try to, you know, continue to get the gospel message out, but have the information, like on these 91st days, readily available. And again, I think a summary of it anyway is a Sabbath between the seasons. And we understand and remember that the Sabbath, it's honoring to God when we can do it, but the Sabbath was made for man. And it's made for us to take a time, you know, and step away from the world and the hustle and bustle. And you know, the world is just as busy out here, just as busy at the print shop and the church, as it is everywhere else across the country. But we all have to do that. We all have to do our best to take a time, you know, and just step away from the hustle and bustle, and honor God, and you know, read His Word. That's kind of one of the things that separates us from the world.
Amen.
Anyway.
And read the 91st Psalm, which gives you comfort and strength and encouragement. And you know that it's all going to work out, just like you were saying earlier, the way God wants it to work out. You know, and that's always a great thing for me. And just, I forgot how much encouragement there is in reading that 91st Psalm. And every time it's just like, what? You know?
Yeah.
Should almost do it every day.
Yeah.
Jason probably does do it every day.
Well, a couple things that, you know, kind of interesting down here. Has anybody seen the movie The Purge?
No.
Is that a new movie?
Fairly new. I don't know if it's new or not. I guess the theme about it is I guess, I think it was the last year's horror film, from what I understand, that came out, that they said that, well, basically the theme of the movie is the new founding fathers of the United States, they declared that one day of the year, everything was legal. And they legalized anything. Murder wasn't illegal. Killing people, killing your neighbor wasn't illegal. And they said is what happened is it gave people an outlet for their rage and allowed them to commit random acts of violence, and therefore that it got rid of all these crimes and all these hate crimes and all this animosity during the rest 364 days out of the year. So they have, and I guess they made a movie about it. They made a movie about it, and you know, here comes this day where everybody, you know, there's approaching, and some people are having parties, getting ready for it, and other people are locking themselves in their house, and for the night to, you know, protect themselves. And well, the interesting thing is I had heard, somebody had told me about it and told me that it was a very popular movie, and I never thought anything of it. You know, horror films really ain't my thing at all. So never really followed it, but until last night I started reading about it, because they said that Fort Collins and Denver and Aurora, they had over 20,000 people that signed up to commit random acts of violence, and I heard this last night, and I said, well, what is, what's taking place? And they said, well, they signed up. They said Fort Collins is on the next purge. And I said, well, what do you mean the next purge? And they were telling me that, this movie supposedly had gotten, quite a following. And I believe the first one started, and the first one that they had was in Louisville. And, they had one in Louisville, Kentucky, which I was not aware of. And, They had two more. They had one in California, and they had one in Jacksonville, Florida. And it started off as a, you know, a social media people passing out flyers on there, and then and printing flyers and posters and stuff, and people liking it, or I guess, and they, this, what they do is they take a like as somebody that's going to participate in it, and all three events, I guess they really got had a lot of participation, a lot more than anybody that they ever said, and they really tried to keep it quiet because they didn't want people to. They didn't want it to grow in popularity. They didn't want people to hear about it and, oh, we need to have one over here. We didn't need to have one over here. So they started, they tried to keep it quiet where people didn't want people to even knew that it'd take place. And the interesting thing is, it has. It's kind of spread. And, you know, I think, I don't know how many they've had total, because you really can't find a whole lot of information about. But, I know that the local law enforcement here in Fort Collins and Denver and, Lakewood and Aurora are really, you know, at first they were coming out saying, well, it's just a hoax, just a hoax. They started hearing about it over a month ago. And since then they've taken a lot of precautions, and they're getting ready for it. And, you know, so it's one of those interesting things that just kind of comes out of nowhere that it's like, you know, right, talk about right here in your backyard.
Is there a date set?
9/6/2014, September 6, 2014, and
that's today.
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock in the morning and it runs for 12 hours and goes until 6 o'clock this evening. And you know, it's they've said that they've had some of them and nothing has happened, but they said that they've had other ones where, you know, there's been a lot of problems. A lot of people have committed a lot of random acts of violence. So it's, you know, and I was thinking about it last night, and my wife's like, well, who would start something like that? And, you know, I told her, I said, you know, somebody that wants to declare martial law. You know, that's who wants to start something like that. So we were talking, she asked, you know, I thought it was a government, if government agency or somehow was behind it. And I said, oh, absolutely, I believe it is. You know, I mean, those are the ones, those are the agent provocateurs that come in and try to, you know, get things like this because, you know, they always play both sides of a scenario.
Yes.
And we don't know, you know, they play dirty, you know, and I mean, that's one of the things that it can be so far from people's mind, but, you know, they could have, you know, it could be anybody, but there's somebody. It never is what it appears to be. It's, you know, there's somebody, and somebody's got an agenda behind starting like something like this and bringing it to Fort Collins. And you know, whether there's one person that they're after, or a group of people that they're after, or you know, they just want to cause. You know, they say, okay, there, you guys fight. You know, it's like putting people in a ring and, you know, step back and watch what happens. But either way, there's always an angle, and they're playing their angle.
Yeah. I like how you said, too, that it's never the way it appears. You look at the recent mess in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, the half the country seems to just go crazy because this black youth was killed, and it was because he was killed by a white person. Well, you know, they say there's about 53 blacks that are killed every day by other blacks. 49 or 53. Daily. Nobody says nothing about that. You know, there was a 13-year-old. I saw a picture in the news about 2 weeks ago, right after the Ferguson mess. 13-year-old black shot to death, gang-related by other blacks in his apartment in just outside of Atlanta. Oh, man, Al Sharpton did good. You know, and so, like you said, Jason, there's always, it's never as it appears. There's always a reason, you know. And that Ferguson, the White House was all upset because the local police department had all this military gear. Well, the White House gave it to them. Then they're all upset. So, yeah, you know, I don't play chess on the chessboard, But you can see when these things happen that yeah, Jason, it's not what it appears. You know, there's always a hidden agenda. You know, they have their plans. And they, because they think differently than we do, they put their plans out differently than we would.
Yeah. Well, and just like, you know, you said with this, killing down there in Ferguson, you know, they had just recently, in Salt Lake, I'm not sure, it was right around Salt Lake, I'm not sure if it was actually in Salt Lake or not, but it was a white man coming out of a convenience store. But the difference was, is this convenience store hadn't been robbed. And he's walked out, was walking down the street, and colored officers showed up and shot him in the back and killed him. And, you know, where's the outcry when it comes to that?
Oh, there's not any. There's not any. There in Minnesota, I reported a few weeks ago, a little 9-year-old boy, Connor, playing at the park. And it reminded me, because I lived in Savannah, Georgia when we were little, and we had a park just at the end of our block and a block up the road and across the street. We'd ride our bikes over there, me and Tony and Ivan and Tommy. And, you know, it's great when you can ride your bike and go play in a park. And him and his brother, 9-year-old Connor, white boy, and his brother and two friends are playing in the park in their little, you know, mobile home park. And here comes a 12-year-old black. Just comes up, and for no apparent reason, they hadn't even talked, but he comes up with a butcher knife and just stabs Connor in the back half a dozen times. Connor and the boys run home, and he basically dies right there as the ambulance comes and picks him up in his mother's arms. 9-year-old. You know, I got a 10-year-old little white boy at home. And there's no outrage. There's no... Because, man, football started. Woohoo! Did you see Denver won their game opener? Man, they're playing. UW's playing today. That's all that's on the people's minds, you know. But there is no outrage because the white people are used to it. And they have other things that are promoted, you know, and the media doesn't push this. We talked about Psalms 91, and on the way there, I hit Psalms 83. And, you know, verse 3 of that says, they make shrewd plans against your people and conspire together against your treasured ones. And verse 5 says, for they have conspired together with one mind against you. And that's a capital U, because that's being addressed to God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, and His ways and His people. Against you, they make a covenant. And the sooner our people realize that, that it really is a war. When Christ said, you know, he that's not, you're either for us or against us, basically. And it's that way in the physical today. It's that way in the spiritual. And maybe it's the physical that gets made manifest in front of us, definitely because of the spiritual.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's talking about in Ephesians 6, where it talks about our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the powers and, you know, the spiritual forces in high places. And that's why you have a 9-year-old black kid that wants to kill a white kid, because it's all programming. I mean, some of it is what's in their actual DNA. But a lot of it is programming, and that's why the white people don't get in an uproar, because they even believe the programming.
Yeah. That many of them do.
That it's the bad white people that, you know, I mean, and that's the spiritual forces in the high places, because like Pastor used to say, and like you mentioned earlier, they're playing chess, and we don't want to play chess. And we haven't got time to play chess.
Right.
I haven't got time to make 3 moves today because of what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, I don't even think that way. You know, I mean, I just want to make it through today and not have any problems, you know?
Amen.
And so the white people are programmed because of these spiritual forces in high places, and it manifests itself in the flesh.
Absolutely. You know?
And so what do? You know, I mean, you want to, a lot of times you want to fight evil with evil. And like pastors used to say, hey, don't wrestle with a pig. The pig likes it. You know what I mean? And we want, that's where we, that's where we tend to go in the flesh, and sometimes you have to go there.
Yes.
That's why we were told to buy a sword, is because we need to be able to defend ourselves. But we also want to be soldiers. We want to go on the attack sometimes when we're better off to pray. You know, when we're better off just to put on the full armor and trust in God, because we've seen people in the past, you know, they go too far in the flesh, and pretty soon they're not spiritual at all. You know what I mean? And it's such a fine line there. You know what I mean? And it's hard to. I remember talking to a guy from Missouri a few weeks ago, and there's such a fine line to, you know, battling spiritually and battling fleshly, you know, because we're in the flesh, so there's certain things that you can't ignore. We've got to do, you know what I mean? But we also know that, you know, if they want us to react certain ways.
And see, that's the key, is the react. You know, that's the programming. The programming is there to cause our people to react instead of being proactive, instead of acting and setting up before. We have to be careful when we're just reacting to what they do. Let's go to the phone lines this morning. Hit the button here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Anthony from New Jersey.
Good morning, Anthony. Let me pour you a cup this morning. We got a fresh pot here.
All right, that sounds good.
We welcome you. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, you must have been right about 5 feet over the cup. That was loud.
Oh, wow. So, what we're dealing with here is basically it's not reverse racism, okay? It's racism, period. It's hatred, envy, and you know, evil, basically cloaked in political correctness, and you know, and white guilt. Or white privilege. All these words, these key words, are meant to neuter you. And
you're right, Anthony. And they are taught in the universities. They have university classes and classes in community colleges as well on, understanding your white privilege. And understanding your white guilt, that you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and it's just another level. Like you said, it's a chessboard. There's multiple levels, and how we're attacked at so many levels, whether it be through moral subversion with the television and the programming. I don't watch TV, of course, but it's out there, and I do see it. I pass it. I'll see it in a room in the house, see my mom, and she's watching television, and I watch the commercials. And I find it amazing how we have, you know, this a race-mixing propaganda. And, you know, okay, listen, if you're in Christ, that's one thing. But we're not dealing with people in Christ coming together in a marriage, in a holy marriage. We're talking about lust and what appears to be glorified as, you know, progressive and forward-thinking. But you notice every single, and they program you so subtly, almost every single news anchor, news anchor team is a white woman and a black guy. And you see that all over the place. It's unbelievable how often you see it. And in small commercials, you'll see a white girl and a black guy, a white girl and a black kid, it's all over the place, sprinkled throughout the entire programming, you know, on TV. And I find it very disturbing to think that that's what's going on. And that's like what's hip and cool, and this is what you should be doing. Or if you're not into black guys, you're something's wrong with you. You shouldn't. You know, it's such subtle programming that just sits there and just ticks away and chips away at the at what's right and where you should be and what you should be thinking about.
Absolutely.
But, and how we react is exactly the key, and that's what at the end of the day, how we feel, because they want us to be enraged. You know, they want to tie us, bind us, and let us sit there and stew in it. And then if we give into the anger and the hatred, then we compromise our own peace with the Lord, and our salvation starts to become, you know, we get rattled, our cages get rattled, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it's as subtle as, I mean, first they programmed the brain to where they were afraid to say anything about it because it wasn't subtle. You know, I mean, and it's the same with the effeminate man and the homosexual. I mean,
it's
not subtle. It's just that they came against our thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, first to where, like I said, you feel like you're the wrong one if you say, hey, that's wrong. You know, I mean, it's like, who brought the skunk into the church? You know, everybody wants to go after the guy that says, hey, it stinks in here, instead of going after the guy that brought the skunk in the church. I mean, it's programming, you know?
Yep. It really is, but we got to be on guard and just keep, you know, for me, like, I just say, okay, I got to center myself in Christ and say, okay, Lord, I'm not going to give into hatred or anger or, you know, we're not going to be the ones that launch the offensive. You know, we're going to be on the defensive. We're going to be safe in Christ, in His Spirit, you know. So it's just, it gets tricky, and people can fall into that. You know, you get so upset, but in watching the country fall apart, I mean, just at the seams, at every level, it makes you just, you know, it furthers your resolve in Christ, you know, because He is our Savior. That's where we're going to be saved, through Christ and by His blood, and that alone, you know, we'll be delivered from this fallen world that we live in. So, you know, you guys, I love your show. I love the fellowship you guys, broadcast, and I love joining you guys every Saturday morning and on all your shows. But thank you very much, and God bless you all. You're my prayers for sure.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, and thanks for bringing it back to Christ. Because that's where it's at, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Pastor Peters used to be able to harmonize the subject so well, and he'd always bring it back, you know, right? You know, he'd bring it back to the hey, you got to be in Christ.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and it, you know, everything in the Old Testament, I think it says, is a foreshadowing of Christ. You know, David was a type of Christ. The covenant was you know, everything there, it leads to Christ. The law, our tutor to Christ. I mean, it all does. And we go back there to the Psalms 91. You know, if you want to be delivered from the snare of the trapper, from the deadly pestilence, you know, Psalms 91, it is. It should be a daily thing for us. It really is, because in the days we live in, you don't know when some, as Jason said earlier, purge type of thing is coming. You know, you don't know. You read through it. You know, verse 5 of Psalms 91 says, you will not be afraid. And you could put a period there. You know, do you know what they're doing? They got black helicopters and drones. How long have they had black helicopters? Two generations now. Now they got drones and plagues and Ebola. You know, they brought this, caller, we'll get right to you. I saw they had one of the American health workers that contracted Ebola. Do you know where they brought him for treatment? Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nebraska. Well, yeah, isn't that where everybody should go to get treatment?
Nebraska. Okay. Nebraska? I mean, not John Hopkins or whatever the big, you know, they didn't take them to Sinai Hospital, imagine that, but to Nebraska for treatment. Hey, like or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the plague, the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. Now, don't be like one of the many in Matthew 7 that Christ says, I never knew you. Many will say, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say to many of them, many, I never knew you. You better know him if you don't want it to approach you. And you better not believe anybody but the Word. If you want to believe what maybe your Judeo-Christian pastor says on Sunday, well, if you can't back it up with all the Scriptures, not just one, because the Bible says believe and you'll be saved, but it says, like we said last week, it says a little bit more than that as well. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, and it is a good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. How are things down in Alabama?
It's beautiful, just beautiful. Even if it was raining, it's beautiful here.
Amen.
Anywhere that we know that Christ is real. Hey, there is a resource that hasn't been mentioned very much. It's it's the SFAW Newswire. And I've noticed that whoever runs that, I guess it's Jason, puts up positive things. Like this morning he posted an article that the Mexican government, like Iceland and Ecuador and Argentina, has hit the Monsanto and the other big six GMO companies right square on the nose, and it's rising. And newspapers and media routinely never show righteous people's victories. But the SFAW Newswire has a habit of showing victory. And that's what we need to hear about. Victory. There is hope. And I'd like you to discuss the victories that are creeping up and nobody's talking about them. All they can talk about is what's wrong. This is what's right. I wish Jason would read that over the air to everybody or something like that. I mean, this is exciting. Iceland, Ecuador, Argentina, France, it's happening. Let's focus. The world is waking up big time. So I'll leave you with that. I'm excited. Thank you all for doing SFAW Newswire. Thank you very much. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Bye-bye. Jerry. Thank you. And Jerry brings up a good point. It is something that, Jason, and I think you maybe you talk about that for a little bit, because it's something that I think a lot of people don't know about.
Well, that's, you know, if you go to SFAWBN.com, right there on the right-hand side is the SFAW Newswire, and we do encourage people to, you know, send in their stories, send us links, send us articles. You know, we have people all around the country that occasionally send us something, and, you know, we view it and we check it out and try to, you know, get a couple different sources on it and try to get them posted up there. And a lot of times we don't get anything from anybody out there, so we do appreciate some participation on that. You can send those links and information to jason@sfaw.org and take a look at them. But, yeah, if you go there, we try to, you know, have a real variety of newsworthy items there on the Newswire. And, you know, do try to put positive things on there when I find them. And this was just one that I happened to run across, and I thought, well, actually, I'm trying to think where I got this one. I think I ran across it on, I can't remember, one of the news sites that I frequent. And, anyway, it was, you know, it was encouraging, and that's one of the things that we really do try to get out there is you know, see where our enemies are getting hit, you know, and like the caller said, you know, hit them, you know, this is, they've been hitting the nose here as far as some of these countries are going, and, you know, that's encouraging. So SFAWBN.com, go to the Newswire right-hand side, and it's got an RSS feed. If people are familiar and use RSS feeds, as soon as that site is updated, it will forward you the RSS feed. So we do have that active, and a lot of people use that and really like it. So, yeah, check it out.
Great. Thanks. And, again, that's at SFAWBN.com. That's the network website. And lots of information there. You can also see the broadcast schedule there. You can see when this program and others are on. And there's a lot of programming there. Take a look there. A lot of good programming. You know, programs from the Bible. It really is. Well, we've had some callers. The phone number here this morning is 307-745-5913. And I guess kind of focusing on a little bit of Psalms 91 this morning. Got the 91st day coming up in September. Know it's in the middle of the week, and, you know, we understand, it's understood that there are those that can't take time off work because of the captivity we're in, because of the Babylonian system, the Babylonian captivity, the Egyptian-type captivity that we find ourselves in once again because of the sins of the people, because the sins of his people, because God keeps his word. You know, I had a chance to talk to, we've got a neighbor that's a mechanic that was out the other day, and, you know, he was kind of talking about a few things like that, and I mentioned to him, I said, well, you know, the Bible says that the alien among you will go higher and higher, and you will go lower and lower. And, you know, I think that started to register with him a little bit. Because our people, you know, some of them are starting to see that. They're starting to see, you know, whether it's the discrimination, the complete discrimination that's occurring against, you know, the white person. I can think of, you know, states that have passed laws that say, oh, the undocumented alien that's in from wherever can come in and not bring documentation and get a driver's license. But if white people go there, you need to have your state-certified stamp birth certificate, you need to have proof of your Social Security card, and two separate forms to prove identity or to prove residency. But Pablo, with no documentation, he need none of that. Now, that's called discrimination. And so our people are starting to see those type of things. Some.
Which is what it's all about.
It is.
I mean, it's Deuteronomy 28 coming to pass.
It absolutely is.
You know, and we've talked about this many times. Why is it in that situation? Because of our disobedience, because of our sins. And then, you know, you said earlier about, you know, the prophets and the law. It's all come to, you know, it's all come to prepare us for Christ, you know. You know, the law come. I think it's Romans 5:19-20 says the law came in so that sin would increase. Now, why did God want sin to increase? Because he wants us to repent and get back to God. And so when we see the aliens going higher, the strangers among us going higher and higher, it's supposed to work that. It's supposed to wake people up. Hey,
it is.
You know, what's going on here? Yeah. Well, it's the fulfilled prophecy that leads you to Christ is what's going on here.
Amen.
Now get in him, you know, and get in Psalms 91 and be prepared. You know, I mean, it's all coming down.
It is. It is. You know, Psalms 91 begins, he who dwells in the shelter, and that means secret, is the footnote I've got in my Bible, the reference that gives. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. But he who doesn't dwell in the shelter of the Most High will not abide. And how do you abide? How do you abide? You have to abide in Christ. And he has to abide in you.
You have to be part of the vine.
You do. You have to be born again. You have to share in the death of Christ to share in the glory of his resurrection. It's as simple as that. And how do you do that? Well, you got to do more than believe.
And so when you see, I was just don't mean to interrupt, but when you see people waking up to vaccinations, to MSG, to Monsanto, or
right.
I mean,
or these the purge that Jason's talking about, people
right.
that are starting
you see
to
people,
see their
you
problems.
See people seeing the you gotta realize there's a problem before you can start looking for the solution, right? I mean,
yes.
So at least you know, you see these restaurants that are MSG free. It'll say on the billboard or on their menu or whatever.
Yeah.
So at least they're seeing it. You know, I mean, right. This is a poison. Whether they understand that it was done on purpose or not yet, or whether they understand that it was done because of our sin yet, that you got to at least first see there's a problem.
Sure. Sure.
So the you know like Jerry was saying. You know, we can. It's not good to always focus on the bad. You know,
right.
It's nice to have those reports.
Oh yeah, it's. There's good news out there. You know, like we said earlier, we report. We try to let you know when new people come on the ministry. New people tuning in, people getting baptized. I think we had a report.
That's the real good news.
Wednesday night, I think, of of new baptisms, and it's not going to be, we've said it before, it's not the masses that are going to change. It's just not. The Bible says so. You know, his people are as the stars of the sky, the sands of the sea, but it's the remnant that are saved. It's the remnant that turn. It's the remnant that dwell in the shelter of the Most High. It's the remnant, as Psalms 91:14 says, because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. You know, when you love your wife, it's like when you love God. You know, you don't have any before him. You don't have any others before your wife. And his word says, we love him, he delivers us. But if you don't, you know, it's not blanket for everybody. It's just not. Well, we've got a few minutes left here. 307-745-5913. About 10 minutes left this morning. Just about out of coffee, so that's working about just right. Again, encouraging you to read and understand and apply Psalms 91. Got a 91st day coming up in just about 11 days. And that's going to be September 17th. And we'll give you let me put the office number out as well. Our call-in number on these live programs from the Radio Ranch is 307-745-5913. That number's good right now. But when we're not doing the live program, the office number is 307-742-7582. 307-742-7582. If you give that a call during business hours during the week, if we're not out haying the next couple weeks, we'll sure be in there and answer the phone. And if not, we have the machine on. You can leave a message and we'll return your call. But if you have any questions about the 91st days, we have a little, well, it's not really little, but it's called a 91st days packet. And it's some reprints from some of the original writings and research and announcements that our pastor did back from 2001. When it originally went out to the remnant in special mailings and things like that. And so if you'd like that information, we'll be glad to, we'd send it to you. And you can call us during the week, 307-742-7582. You can write to us and request the 91st days packet. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. You can send us an email. Our email address, you heard Jason. If you have a news wire, send those news articles to jason@sfaw.org. If you want the 91st days packet or have ministry questions, you can email us here at the Radio Ranch at preacher@sfaw.org. And we'll do our best to, if you want that 91st days packet, we'll get that out to you. Want to encourage you as we wrap this morning's program up to come to church with us tomorrow. We'll be, as the old saying goes, the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll be down in La Porte having church services tomorrow and streaming them live to the website, scripturesforamerica.org. So we encourage you to join us, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And for a scriptural insight and study, and some good music, a communion service, and a Holy Spirit-inspired message. And it's part of being a Christian, not forsaking the fellowship, partaking of communion, judging yourself so that he doesn't have to judge you. And this is not just put out to you, but this applies to each and every one of us. And we will be gathering to do those very things tomorrow morning. We hope you'll join us.
I'll try.
Good, because you've got communion.
The creek
tomorrow
is rising. It's called the Laramie River about here, is. But you know, but it is rising today.
It is. It is.
Well,
I'm just about out of coffee.
I think Jason needs to close out this show with some words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom, huh? Well, I don't know if I can help you there. You know, it was just, you know, I don't know. Be not deceived. God is not mocked for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And, you know, what we got to realize is, you know, a person reaps what they sow, a nation reaps what they sow. And, you know, right now we're reaping a lot of things. I know that just, you know, people are seeing changes. We're seeing drastic changes, changes like we've never seen before, at least, you know, the generation that's coming up. You know, I think that you know, about history repeating itself, and I think that it's, and I believe that these things that we're seeing have taken place before in the past, but you know, it's so far removed from our minds, just seeing these drastic changes, that we don't have any idea of what to expect or you know, what's coming our way. And I think that you know, I think that these 91st days are becoming more important than ever, and they're important to our survival. You know, we're told to keep them. We keep them, and I think that we need to do everything that we can to see that our Heavenly Father shines His face down upon us as His faithful servants, as His remnants. You know, I look to Him for my survival, for my well-being, for my health. You know, my health care plan, it's not with Obamacare. It's there in the Bible.
Amen.
And, you know, we need to draw closer to Him, where when He looks down upon us, that, you know, He's proud of us, and He says, well, that one's one of mine. You know, and that's, you know, He can say, you know, it doesn't matter what comes against us. He can look down and say, that one's mine, and they're hands off. And, you know, he can stop them from doing anything that they want to do to me or my family or anything that comes against me. And, you know, we need to just stand on and walk in, you know, greater are the forces that are for me than the forces that are against me. You know, sometimes it's not easy to do, but, you know, it's one of those tests, those fights of faith that we've got to do, and we've got to be victorious in. And, you know, I've talked recently to people that it seems like they're getting hit on different fronts, and they're facing things that they haven't faced in the past. And I believe that the Lord's exercising their faith. And it's, you know, that I think that the faith is going to be our victorious weapon that we're going to be using in the future to overcome what's coming against us. So I guess I'll close out with that.
I think that's perfect.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Jason, thank you. And thank you, Remnant, for joining us. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay calm. This country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them up, move them out, move them out, head them up, stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.